الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We have come into the month of Safar, and this is a month from the days of ignorance, even before the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even during that time until today also, many people believe in various types of superstition during this month, that it is an unlucky month, that there is bad luck, etc., and that is totally against the grain of Islam and the teachings of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. In Islam, there is nothing like bad luck whatsoever. Yes, you can take good luck, that something, there is good luck in something, but bad luck, there is nothing like that whatsoever. All the months are the same. Certain months have got virtues, but there are no months that have got bad luck. There are no days that have got bad luck, and there are no hours, etc. Some people believe the number 13 or 9 or anything else like that, that it is a bad luck number. There is nothing like that whatsoever. And there are a lot of superstitions which we should try and avoid totally. And the easiest solution to avoid all the superstition is to get our yaqeen stronger on the Zat, on the being of Allah Ta'ala. The more our belief that Allah alone is the doer of everything, Allah alone is the controller of everything, nothing can happen without the will of Allah, the command of Allah, or the permission of Allah. The more stronger our iman comes on that, then all these superstitions will go out. And the weaker our iman, then we will fall more into various types of superstitious beliefs, and some of these superstitious beliefs will affect our iman also, will put our iman into jeopardy. And very sadly, today also, those of us who might be aware, there are many people who believe in Tawheed, in oneness of Allah Ta'ala, we make namaz also, but they are still going to sangomas, etc., to witchcrafts, etc., to all this witch doctors, they are going to fortune tellers, etc. On the one side, there is namaz and all that also, and there is a claim of La ilaha illallah also. On the other side, going to fortune tellers, going to these sangomas and these various types of herb or doctors. Herbal doctors, hakims, that is quite in order. And amil, who is practicing correctly, genuinely, that is quite in order. But there are too much innumerable number of fake amils also. And people going to these amils, etc., going to these herbalists, these doctors, and these doctors claim to do what funny things. That they, your money which is lost, they'll make you find it again. If they have the power, they themselves will go and find the money, and they will take it. Why? They won't tell you and where your money is. They'll find it themselves. All these things, it's all a lack of iman, weakness of iman. And we have to continuously make an effort that our iman becomes stronger. And sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every aspect of our lives, the more we will bring sunnats in, then all these things will go out of our lives. Otherwise, all these things will come into our lives, the outward form will be of deen. In fact, to this extent, that in many homes, gone much less from our what we understand, but in other circles it must be still very prevalent, that the more a person knows about superstition, the more pious he is, the more learned he is. That he will tell you that now the month of Safar has come, it's a very hard month on the man, and you have to give sadaqah of so much calico, so much bread, so much eggs, and all these things. So that person in that family, in that circles, they regard him as a very learned person and a very pious person, which is totally against Islam and against deen. And also that we don't believe in bad luck. It's good luck we believe, but bad luck not. That is also a teaching that a Muslim must be positive. A Muslim must be strong. He must not be a weak Muslim that he just falls prey to any and everything. He must be a strong Muslim, and his aqidahs, his beliefs must be very, very strong. Otherwise, people believe in jinn. There is jinn, jadu, there is jadu. But today, anything we don't take our proper interest, etc. A student, for example, is not learning properly, not coming to class regularly. So now he needs a scapegoat to put the blame on. So they say somebody made jadu on him, or a jinn got hold of him. So that's it's just a scapegoat. A businessman is not paying attention to his business, not opening, ordering goods, doing his business properly. Now his business is failing. So now what he says? Jadu. In the marriage, people don't fulfill one another's rights, do wrong things in the marriage, lot of wrong things, the marriage starts failing now. So, blame it on jadu. Somebody is making jadu on us, somebody is jealous of us, they're making jadu. So it's a very easy scapegoat, jadu, jinn, etc. There are these things, but it is being overplayed, by far, by too much it is being overplayed. So the solution to all this is our iman. We have to build on our iman and sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many ways that we can build on our iman. One is what mashallah, all of us are involved in acquiring of knowledge. For example, the very first beginning of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What does this all teach us? That Allah alone is everything. We seek protection from Allah from everything. Allah is the most merciful, He is the most kind, He has got all praise, is only for Allah. He is Rabbul Alameen, Rabb of the entire, all the universe. Alameen is plural. Allah is the Rabb of all that. So this knowledge which we are acquiring, if we just extend our niyat a little bit, most of us, we are just acquiring it to get knowledge. So only for that we are studying, we work very hard, some of us mashallah, but it is just to acquire the knowledge. If we just also add the niyat, innama al-amalu bin niyat likulli mri'in ma nawa, what our niyat will be, we will get that yaqeen on these words. Yaqeen on A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, on Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, on Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and the whole Quran Sharif. If we get that yaqeen, then know all these book stories and jinn stories and jadu stories, they won't come near a person at all. And a person won't be afraid of all these things. And also remember one point, that jinn are afraid of man. They don't have power over man, but when we show our weakness, then they take advantage of it. So we must be strong. We'll be strong in our iman and mentally also. We must be strong. If a person, which is common also, he doesn't sleep enough, he doesn't take enough rest and sleep, now he's mentally gone a bit weak. These people, what we call khushki, then these are those people who do funny things then. And they start screaming and shouting and doing all funny types of things. We say jinn has caught hold of him. We say jadu, somebody has made jadu. It is khushki. The brain has gone dry. And for that also, which the students don't really do, which is very, very important. As we all know, for our stomach, our body, we need food. The food of the brain, that food we must eat also. Like almonds, etc., walnuts, etc., that we should eat. And the best breakfast is what all, not quantity-wise, breakfast should be much, but quality-wise, these are things that we should try and eat in breakfast. Brain tonics you get. The hakims that make brain tonics are very good. And also together with the brain, the sleep is important. You must have enough sleep and you must eat the right food. And for breakfast, eat the right food. And with that strength in the brain, these things won't affect a person. A person will be strong. Otherwise, with small excuses, then we think we are being some takaloshi. Local South Africans will understand that. That death has now taken a power over a person. And when you go to these people, it's just a money-making scam. Or they even make you lose your iman. They even make the woman lose their honor and respect also. And they will tell you that this is one person who got a sanad from a Darul Uloom, who we regard as an alim, a maulana. When somebody went to him, another maulana went to him. And he told that this jadu which is made on you is very, very strong. The Quran, na'uzubillah, cannot remove it. We have to do other what the local African people in the ancestral religions they do. We have to do that. In other words, something is more powerful than Quran Sharif also. And he's supposed to be an alim. And he's saying these things. When this was reported to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he made that alims read that kalima again. He says, you have lost your iman by going into this. And lot of people are involved in this. Good people are involved in this. So we have to strengthen our iman. To strengthen our iman, there are more than enough ways. One is our knowledge, just make niyat of yaqeen. Other, the repetition, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that refresh, renew your iman all the time. بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And keep on repeating, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And with this meditation, with لَا إِلَهَ, you are taking everything besides Allah out of your heart. And with illallah, you are only putting Allah in your heart. He is the sole doer. If a person makes zikr, but he doesn't with no concentration, he'll get sawab, there will be benefit, but the real benefit, perhaps his whole life he will make zikr, he won't get the real benefit. But if we will do it with concentration, little bit, that we are taking out everything besides Allah. No one, nothing can do. Jadu is, it's in the Quran, Sharif, people make jadu, but it can't have an effect without Allah's permission. So we take it also out that Allah, you safeguard me. Everything, jinn, they can also have an effect on a person. It's established, there is no doubt about that. But we seek the protection. And when you got Allah on your side to protect you, nothing and no one can harm you. So that is one way also to sit with the righteous and the pious. This also will bring, will strengthen our iman. Going out in jamaat, or taking part in jamaat work, listen, making bayan, making gush, talking of that only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. Everything happens only by Allah. All this will strengthen our iman. So inshallah, we should try that we strengthen our iman, then all these things won't affect us. And we won't have worry of this, and we'll be able to live a clean life, a clear life. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.